All right. So, and how do you relax and have fun? How does, after everything's said and done, you know, you're done working, you got the day off, or you're on vacation, you know, how do you really let your head down and have a good time and relax?
Listen to music, right? Most importantly, just be with my son. Shout out to my son, my baby boy, love you. You know, just do the normal things. Wind down and listen to music, spend time with family, or even go watch a movie. I'm not too big on clubs because, you know, being an entrepreneur, that's part of the business, going out to events and stuff like that. So, I do it on a regular basis. But just the simple things. I'm a simple girl, Tim.
Okay. I don't know why I just, like, pictured you, like, skipping around the house, you know, singing some crazy song or something and just going crazy wild, just, like, having a good time and, like, throwing glow sticks everywhere or something. But, you know.
No, well, everything but eliminate the glow sticks. Because, to tell you the truth, that is it, Tim. I'm always singing. Anybody that knows me knows I am always singing.
Okay. See, I was right just a little bit. Okay. All right. Now, before we get out of here, any shout-outs you got, any upcoming events you want to tell us about, anything like that?
Yeah, a shout-out to my artist. He's a singer-songwriter. He also raps as well. Amazing artist, amazing music. Shout-out to Mr. Luke Fly. You guys can check out his music at on Twitter. It is at I Am Luke Fly, or you can check his music out on Reverb Nation. So it'll be Reverb Nation/ I Am Lou Fly. That's IAMLUFLY. I'm just pretty much working with him right now. My focus is Lou Fly, just, you know, pushing that project out because his talent is just unexplainable. It's ridiculous. He gives me chills all the time. And, you know, I love his music, so that's the reason why I'm a part of it. And I'm just focusing right now. The events we have, it's out here in New York, unfortunately, Tim. I'm sorry for all the people out there in Alabama. Shout out to you guys.
I just want
to
take it.
But,
yeah,
I'm sorry. But his next event is on the 24th. It's at Susie Wong's in New York. It's actually a small concert for upcoming artists. DJ Webstar is the host. Shout out to DJ Webstar as well. And from there, you know, if you want to view any of the upcoming events, just go on Reverb Nation or check his Twitter out for more information.
Okay, that's what's up. And also, I forgot what I was going to tell you too, because somebody just started blowing my line up. but I definitely want to thank you for this interview, and definitely want to thank you for everything that you're doing. And just wish much, much success to you. And it's good that you're concentrating on just one artist. You'll have so many people that are like, yeah, I got an artist. I'm about to open up a circus. I'm managing my aunt's chicken spot, and I got some sneakers coming out, and I got a hairline that's coming out of fashion products that you can go bald and go weave in 1 week, all that. So it's good that you just have one thing going on for right now, and you're focusing on that, you know, so that's great, and I commend you for that.
Thank you.
No doubt, you guys. This will not be the last that you hear from Estella Starr, and you're right here on HotCandy.com. We're talking about she's doing it. She is doing it, Estella Starr, this month on HotCandy.com. Shout out to the LCX, Hassan, and the whole team. So, Estella, tell me what motivates you.
To tell you the truth, Tim, what motivates me is the struggle. The struggle motivates me. So everybody out there that's just, you know, grinding it out and has these days and these moments where they feel, you know, nothing's coming out right and there's no hope, just keep believing in yourself. Keep pushing it. You know, that struggle at the end of the day is all worth it. We're always going to have obstacles in our lives, especially, I mean, I don't want to undermine the men, but especially us women who are in this business, you know, it's a little harder for us. It's hard for everyone, but it's harder for us, and I could only speak on behalf of women, obviously. But the struggle, and, of course, you know, just trying to make a better living for my family, most importantly, my son. So the struggle motivates me. That's number one, because prior to me having my son, that's been it, Tim. It's always motivated me, the struggle.
Okay, let me also ask you now, because there's a lot of women or men that can sort of use a child as an excuse to say, oh, I can't do it or I can't make it. I got to take care of my kid or I got to take care of my kids or, you know, whatever. Listen, if Aquamom or not Aquamom, what was her name? Octomom or well, she had like 8 kids, you know, can make a reality TV series. There's plenty of people out here that are, you know, raising children on their own and doing so many other things. So I think I don't think anything's impossible. I think anything could happen. But from your perspective and your experience, you know, with raising a child and pursuing your dreams and, you know, surviving through your struggles, I mean, how do you make it through that, you know, and to let the other women know that are out there how they can make it through or what gets you through it and how do you make it?
Oh, man, I kind of hit the spot right now. I'm actually almost tearing. Shout out to my mother, most importantly, because honestly, Tim, that's how I make it is with my mother, number one. And number one, and that's pretty much it. If I didn't have my mother, I don't even know how I would be doing this. I would still be doing it, don't get me wrong. But, you know, to all the women out there that don't have their mothers helping them or doesn't have, you know, close family or friends, you know, helping them, you know, raise their child, you can always do it. Just keep pushing, especially for that specific person, which is your child. And like I said, what helps me out and why am I able to do this is because my mother, and shout out to her, she's right in front of me. So, you know, love you, mother. So she helps me out a lot.
Hey,
she always. Hey, mama. She heard you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man, because, hey, y'all about to have me tearing up. Shout out to my mama, because you know, without nobody's mama, wouldn't
Shout
nobody
Shout out to his mama, too.
Most definitely, man. All right. So I want to thank Stella Starr for hanging out with us and on HotCandy.com.
Thank you.
See our phones ringing in the background, making money and staying focused.
I'm sorry.
Going on
it's on my background. I'm so sorry, y'all. No, but I just want to thank you, Tim. You've been great. I want to thank you so much for this opportunity, for the interview, you know, and the fact that you're even doing this column. I think, you know, that a man is doing this column is that means a lot. That really means a lot. So I want to thank you on behalf of myself. Most seriously, I want to thank you on behalf of myself and all the other females in my family, my friends, everything. You know, just women in general in this world. Like, I know I truly appreciate the fact that a man is doing this interview and actually recognizing that there are women out there that do things by the book, that don't just, you know, go that extra mile, that don't just want the fame and the fortune just for whatever other reasons. No, you know, there are women out here like me that actually want it because we want to feed our family, because we want to be successful, because we have that drive, because we have that passion, because we've been wanting this since we were 4, since we were 5, since we were 6. And unfortunately, you know, obstacles and trials and tribulations occur in life and, you know, kind of blocked us or, you know, got in our way, but we still grind and do things appropriately. So I really want to thank you, Tim. I really do.
No doubt. And for you and anybody else that's out there listening, if you know a woman that's out there doing it, hit us up, man. Hit us up at asktmail@gmail.com and let us know. I mean, I don't care if you're taking care of your babies, if you're working a 9-to-5, whatever you're doing, if you're living your life, that's all it is. Living your life, not letting it pass you by. You are definitely doing it. And that's what we're highlighting at HotCandy.com. All right? So I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure y'all put your comments at the bottom of the show page or your questions for Stella. Hit us up at asktmail@gmail.com and let us know, and we will get those over there to her, unless you're trying to get a date. I ain't doing it that way.
Yeah, please, no. This ain't no dating show. I surely don't want to date no one.
Thank you for listening to In Tune with T-Mail.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Estella Starr chilling here with T-Mail at HotCandy.com. Shout out to my beautiful niece, my little white girl who's going to be a future entertainer. She's right here in front of me. Shout out to Kiki. Love you.